talking about being comfortable in this offense, obviously getting more reps is going to help you in that area.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing that Coach Franklin always talks about with this offense is that the more comfortable you get is with the more reps you get. So it's something that they're going to kind of slow down a little bit more to make everything kind of seem a little bit more simple to understand anymore. But I mean, so far I'm comfortable with all the plays, everything like that. It's just getting used to the receiver speed and the breaks and everything like that from each different receiver.
I think we've talked to the other three guys about being in this situation, but from your point of view, what's it been like, you know, the first 5 weeks? No one really knows who's going to play until Saturday.
Well, I approach it the same thing ever since I was a little kid. You always got to prepare yourself as you're the starter, no matter what position on the depth chart you're in, because you never know when your name's going to get called. It could be the second series of the game. It could be the second to last series of the game. And you always just got to be mentally prepared and in the game and just know what's going on and just be ready to go out there and execute.
You said, you know, you're going to play going into this game. What about Texas A&M? What was the plan for that game? Did you split time?
Yeah, the plan was mostly to come in kind of just to run the ball, to switch up the pace. Because we saw some weaknesses in their defense. We felt like the quarterback running could really just help our team get a little switch pace, kind of a thing like that. And I knew going in that there's going to be certain packages we need mainly to run the ball.
Take us through the 3rd and 2 there, you know, 2 minutes to go.
We had a play call where we tried to fake a screen to go deep. And they kind of bit up on it. I thought I could take a shot deep. It's just one of those things, you get caught up in the moment trying to make a big play. Right when it happened after and reviewing the film, I just realized it's one of those things kind of you learn going in the game where it's 3rd and 2, you just need a field goal, it's best to throw it away. So it's something, you know, I put on myself, but, you know, I learn from it and try to make sure that won't happen again.
I know this is a business trip for you guys this week. You talked a little bit about the side you went out to Hawaii. I'm sure you watched a lot of games that have been on TV out there. What do you think about playing?
Definitely. It's going to be a great thing to go over to Hawaii. You know, not a lot of people have ever a chance to go over there. It's such a great place. But like you said, it is a business trip. And, you know, we're not going there to sightsee. We're going there to win a football game just to compete and just to play the best that we can. So we're all going to go there, try to get the right mindset that it's a business trip and just try to do everything that we can.
Not only is this a business trip, this is your first Hawaii game. Can you talk about going into conference play? You guys lost 3 so far, back-to-back-to-back. What is it looking for, like,
it's a big deal, especially your first WAC conference game. We're just going in, like you said, every day, every practice. We're just preparing for that one game on Saturday. This week is Hawaii, so we're just going in, trying to get better each day in practice, try to continue to play fast, and just know that when the game comes, you know, we just put ourselves in the best position to put ourselves in that game.
Coach Jax recruited you, right?
Coach Franklin.
Coach Franklin, what did he say? How did he tell you you were going to fit into his offense? What made you come to Ruston, I guess?
Oh, come to Ruston? Just the offense itself. The spread option attack is something that I felt like I would do pretty good in. And also just the way that Coach Dykes and Coach Franklin are, just the genuine, nice people that they are, is really rare to find in college sports. So just coming out here and meeting all the people in Ruston, just the kind of college football town and the hominess feel, I guess you could say, you get really just drew me over here.
Did they tell you challenged for playing time right off the bat, though?
Yeah, they said I could come in and compete, but it's basically like that. You know, wherever you go, there's always a chance to come in and compete, and it's just all whatever you make of the opportunity kind of a thing.
This will be your first trip for a game of Hawaii, but, you know, physically and getting your bodies ready for this game is such a time change for what you're going to do and what kind of schedule and any other changes you have to make this week to deal with such a strange road game.
I'm not 100% sure what it is. The thing I've heard is that we're leaving on Thursday and we have an early Thursday morning practice. As far as the whole time change, I'm not really 100% sure what we're doing different to kind of prepare ourselves for that.
Have you been told that you're going to start against Hawaii?
Yes, sir.
What's the mentality of the team like right now, losing 3 in a row?
It's tough anytime you do lose, but I do feel that after the game on Saturday, you could tell that a lot of people were hurt and they're ready to turn it around kind of a thing. So I feel like the mindset is there. Everyone's buying in to what Coach Dykes and Coach Franklin are preaching. And it seems like everyone's just ready to go and just ready to get back to practice and just get the thing rolling again.
Anything else?
All right. Thanks,
Ross.